is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 375, and it's all about overcoming the struggle. Now, Tony Robbins said, the secret of success is learning how to use pain and pleasure instead of having pain and pleasure use you. And if you do that, you're in control of your life. If you don't, life controls you. Now, recently, there's been a lot of people talking about the struggle to me. They're struggling with their finances. They're struggling in their relationships, their health, their careers. They've just been struggling. I'm getting a lot of these comments coming in on my social media, on my email, just a lot of people mentioning that they're struggling and they want to know how to get out of this pain. And there are two types of pain that I've discovered. There's the pain that poisons you. Now, this is the pain that makes you negative, that makes you into a quitter, that makes you beat yourself up over and over, and you hold on to it forever so that you suffer. The pain that makes you suffer. This is the pain that I see so many struggling with because they don't know how to overcome this type of pain. And then there's the pain that propels you. The pain that said, I'm not dead. My life isn't over. It's not the end of the world right now. And if I get dumped or if I lose someone or I lost that job, then it's all going to be okay. And what I'm going to gain from this experience that is going to propel me forward is going to help me live a better life. So there's the pain that poisons you and the pain that propels you. Now, here's how you overcome this struggle, this pain. There's four main things. And the first thing is, one, you've got to be aware of it. You got to be aware and understand where this is coming from and why you are holding on to it. You see, every moment in life is a neutral event that occurs. And us alone give each moment meaning. Now, some people might have something horrible happen to them where it would be the most frustrating, painful situation of their life, where another person would laugh at the exact same situation, and it may be something funny for them. It's based on the meaning we give things. So be emotionally intelligent and be aware of who you are and what is really important to you in life. And don't hold on to all these negative, painful moments. Let them go. That's number one. Number two, work out. One of the guests on the podcast, Jackie Warner, said, when in doubt, work out. Again, we hold on to so much emotion and agony that the tension builds up and creates so much pressure and heartache in our bodies. So make sure you move your body and allow it to flow out of you naturally. Find a daily practice where you're constantly active, moving your body. When we sit behind a screen all day and we don't move, we hold on to this pain. So work out. And whenever in doubt, make sure you move your body. Number three, breathe, my friends. Breathe and meditate. A simple 5 to 10 minute breathing and meditation practice every single day will give you so much peace and clarity and center you to living a more graceful life that pain and struggle will not have control over you anymore. There's so many people I've connected with over this year alone who started a daily breathing and daily meditation practice. Literally 10 minutes is all you need. 24 hours in a day. If you're holding on to pain and you're not practicing for 10 minutes of breathing and meditation, then that may be the cause of why it's not leaving your body because you're not breathing. So find time to breathe and meditate on what's happening. And number four, express your gratitude. Joseph Campbell said, find a place inside where there's joy, and the joy will burn out the pain. I start and end my days with gratitude for a reason, people. This is not just for fun, just by accident. It's an intentional reason because I go through struggle. I go through pain. I have emotional heartache in my life, and I don't want to hold on to it. I want to be able to move through it quickly. So I'm constantly remembering and reminding myself how beautiful life is and how even if I'm struggling in a moment or a situation in my life, man, there is so much good and so much great that is happening and so much that I've been able to create and experience and see and people to connect with that I have such a beautiful life at the same time. I start and end my days with gratitude for a reason. You know, gratitude is the antidote of anger, and it's hard to be in pain and angry and grateful at the same time. So What are you struggling with right now? What is the pain that is inside you? What is the fear that has taken over your control and made you a prisoner of your life instead of a pioneer who's going out on an adventure to experience the life of your dreams? What is that struggle? Let me know in the comments section back at lewishouse.com/375. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what's going on. Tell me your pain, your struggle. Let me know. Or send me a tweet at Lewis Howes and let me know what you're struggling with most right now. Also, share with me what you enjoyed about this. Are you practicing these four things? Being aware of it, working out, breathing and meditate and expressing your gratitude. If you're not practicing these four things, embed this in your daily rituals and your daily routines, because I'm telling you, you've got to do the work if you want to get out of the pain. Otherwise, you're just going to be holding on to this struggle forever and ever. And use these simple practices, these simple tools to move you to the next step. We are in this together. I've got your back, and I don't want you to struggle anymore. I want you to be able to use the struggle to propel you forward towards being a pioneer of an incredible life that you dream of. So use the struggle, embrace it, but you don't have to hold on to it. You don't have to suffer in the struggle. You can struggle and learn and grow and make it a building block for the next step. I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness. I love you guys very much. Again, let me know what you think. Share this out with your friends. Anyone who is experiencing any pain right now in your life, send them an email with this link, lewishouse.com/375. Tweet them. Post it on your Facebook page. Tag me on Instagram at Lewis Howes. Let me know what you think. I love you so very much. We do this every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's my mission to serve 100 million people in my lifetime to help them reach their ultimate human potential. Thank you for being here, and thank you so much for spreading the message of greatness. The world needs you. I've got your back. I love you, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday, so subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Nada Yada Island.
This season on Nada Yada Island.
When we were new, they spoiled me. They even gave me a phone. But then, it's like I didn't exist.
Don't take Yada Yada from your wireless carrier. Now with Metro, get that new customer feeling again and again. Introducing Metro Flex. Free 5G phones when you join, same deals as new customers when you stay. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Just bring your number and ID and sign up for an eligible plan. After 12 months, trade in and get our best deals on select devices.